1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Bencher says he wants us all to go upstairs and have a drink after the dancing. He says, be discreet.
Like you ought to meet a good mate of mine from over the other side of Pennines. This is John Nolan, Detective Inspector with Manchester.
Firstly, let's raise a glass to the Badger himself, Bill Molloy, the marriage of his daughter. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've had enough of that bollocks downstairs, haven't we? No. Let's drink to us. The bloody lot of us.
The bloody lot of us.
We'll keep this brief. Johnny has acquired offices for us in the centre of Manchester. It's got the printing and distribution end sewn up nicely.
Got a few vice connections too.
It's coming together. Control vice. Off the streets. Out of the shop windows and into our pocket. The whole of the north of England. The girls, the shops, the mags, the whole bloody lot. Got an opportunity here. An opportunity to invest the money from our little venture and turn it into something even bigger. Something great. You all know the construction magnate, John Dawson. John, please join us.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Dawson has his own dreams, don't you, John?
I do, Bill. I'm offering you a business opportunity, gentlemen. With your help, I'm going to build a leisure and shopping complex. And I'm not talking about some fucking rabbit hooks like Merrion Centre. I'm talking about the biggest of its kind in Europe. A place where you can buy everything you need. Where you can go and see a film and go bowling. Where you can have breakfast, lunch or tea, all under one roof. I'm talking about an investment of £100 million. There's land close by the Unslitten Beast next year, the M1. Be ideal.
We're going to make this happen, gents. And we're going to make some bloody money, too. Some fucking real bloody money. To us all, and to the north.
To the north.
To the north.
To the north, where we do what we want.
Approximately 4 p.m. yesterday evening, Hazel Atkins disappeared on her way home from Morley Grange Junior and Infants. Hazel is 10 years old. She has medium length, light brown hair in plaits, and brown eyes. She was wearing light blue jeans, a dark green top, and she was carrying a yellow bag embroidered with an H. Hazel was last seen walking up Rooms Lane towards her home in Bradstock Gardens. When Hazel did not return from school, Mr. and Mrs. Atkins contacted Morley Police and a search was launched early yesterday evening. As some of you are aware, the police was joined in the search by more than 100 local people.
Now, given the inclement weather and the fact that Hazel has never gone missing before, we're obviously concerned about her safety and her whereabouts. Now, Mr. Atkins would like to read a short statement in the hope that any member of the public who may have information regarding Hazel's whereabouts or disappearance will come forward and share this information. Thank you.
I'd like to appeal to anybody who knows where our Hazel is to please telephone the police. Please. If you know anything at all, please telephone the police. Please. Let her come on. We miss her.
I'll put Ellis out in the fields. Evans is in and out with the press. And Jim's taking the parents back to Morley.
Evening papers mentioned Claire Kempley.
Oh, well, what is that?
9 years ago, same school. Goes missing. Turns up dead in the foundations of a new estate.
Well, the usual bollocks, isn't it? Talking of which, Angus wants us to go see a medium.
A what?
Mandy Weimer. Mystic fucking Mandy. She contacted Kath Tyler at the post. Angus reckons it's worth a shot.
Come on, let's get back to Morley.
There you go, ma'am. Back home.
They'll possibly wash his flesh in water, and so put them on.
And he shall take up the congregation of the children of Israel, 2 kids of the goat for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering.
And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself.
Mr. Piggott!
Mrs. Mishkin.
Oh. You poor mum.
Sad you couldn't see more of her.
Yeah. How's Michael?
You heard about that little girl?
What little girl?
Hazel Atkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did, yeah.
Can't blame my boy for that, can they? It changes everything, doesn't it?
Possibly, yeah. I don't really know.
Will you go see him? Will you go see Michael?
Michael already has his own legal representation, doesn't he?
I've been serving his sentence with him. 8 years. Please. Just go and see him. Please.
John Piggott, here to see Michael Mishkin. I'm his solicitor.
Visits are limited to 45 minutes. You must both remain seated throughout the course of the visit. You must have no physical contact. No passage of goods. Ciggies, whatever.
What's he like then, Mishkin?
Pervert, same as the rest.
Violent?
Only with his right hand.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's John Piggott. I used to live in Fitzwilliam. Now you. I'm a solicitor now, and your mother asked me to come and talk to you about an appeal. Now, an appeal's a very lengthy and costly procedure that involves a lot of time and a lot of different people. So before any firm embarks on such a course on behalf of a client, we have to ensure that there are sufficient grounds for such an appeal and that there's a great likelihood of success. Now, even that costs a lot of money. Do you understand what I'm saying? How long have you been in here, Michael?
Long time.
And you know why you're in this place? Tell me why you're in here.
Because of Claire.
Claire who?
Claire Kempley.
All right. What about her?
She did get killed and they said it were me.
Who said?
Everyone.
Did you kill Claire?
No.
Why did you say you did then? Michael, why did you say you killed Claire?
Said I had to.
Who said?
Everyone.
Who's everyone?
The policeman, the solicitor.
Why would they tell you to do that?
I don't know. I told them who did.
You know who killed Claire Kempley. Who? If it wasn't you, Michael, who was it? Who?
It's the wolf.
The wolf?
The wolf! The wolf! The wolf!
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All good children go to heaven. Penny on the water, tuppence on the sea. Threepence on the railway, and out goes she.
Good luck, young man. Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello. Dick Alderman. This is Maurice Jobson.
I know, Mr. Jobson.
Is there anybody there?
Catherine Tyler, Mrs. Wymer.
Yes. Come in.
It's very nice. It's very bohemian.
Please sit down.
Miss Tyler here says you've got some information. Now, this little girl has gone missing up while we were.
Yes.
What type of information?
You must be getting desperate.
We're following up every possible lead.
I contacted the police once before, a long time ago. I never heard back.
That's different now.
I'm a medium. Sometimes I can hear, feel, see things other people can't. Sometimes the dead speak through me.
So you think she's dead, do you? Hazel?
Shall we find out? Hands on the table. It's okay. See what we can find. Before. 3 times. It's happening again now. Under the grass that grows beneath the stones and cracks. Beneath those beautiful carpets. Underground. The rat and the wolf are here. And the pig. There's a swan, too. The swan is dead. Help me. Help me. Please, tell them about the others. Please.
Talking about what others?
The others, beneath those beautiful carpets. You've got to tell them where they are.
Think she knows out about the 2:30 at York? Bollocks, Maurice, like you said. Where's all the Claire Campley stuff, Dick? The files, you know.
Maurice, it's a coincidence. What else could it be?
Where's the fucking stuff, Dick?
I don't know, Wood Street, probably.
All right, let's go.
Now?
Yeah, now.
All the things BJ seen and all the things BJ done. All those fucking things.
This is Detective Superintendent Jobson. Mr. Dunford ought to be the Post new crime correspondent.
Well, I always got on well with Jack Whiteley.
Good old Jack, eh?
He'll be standing in for a trial period.
Gentlemen, we'll keep this brief. At about 4 p.m. yesterday evening, 3rd of September, Claire Kempley disappeared on her way home from Morley Grange Junior and Infants. Claire is 10 years old. She was wearing a red top, grey school uniform and Wellington boots. When Claire left school, she was carrying a plastic cloth carrier bag.
Lad found that works on site.
What's your name, son?
Leonard.
Leonard Cole, builder's mate.
Well, we're going to need a statement for you, Leonard, all right?
I'm taking him down now.
Where's Bill?
Over there.
Okay.
He dumped her in a hurry. Maybe he was surprised. Facial abrasions, possibly bites. Words raising into a chest. For love. He tried to stitch fucking swan wings onto her, Morris.
Tenner.
Mr. Piggott saw Michael on Saturday.
You allowed them then?
Well, as I told you, I don't have very much experience with appeals. Certainly not this kind. See, what should have happened with Michael's case is his original solicitor should have lodged an appeal at his trial within 14 days.
Mr. McGuinness told him he must plead guilty.
Mr. Clive McGuinness?
Michael's solicitor.
It's very difficult to appeal against a confession and a guilty plea.
Some days I think my brain will explode.
I'm sorry, I'd really like to help you, I would, but I just don't think I'm the right man for the job. I mean, to be frank, I don't see what the grounds are, other than Michael's changed his mind.
But he didn't do it.
He confessed. So, you see, you'd basically be appealing against yourself.
Mr. McGuinness gave him bad advice.
Yeah. And he don't need any more. So, I'm sorry, but I don't think I'll be of any use.
I remember your father. I can remember him with you and your mates playing football. On that field over there. Across the road. next to Reverend Laws and her. And now it's happening again. That poor lass. Never stops. Not round here. But you know that love, don't you?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Mishkin. Best you find somebody else.
Do you remember her? Wings. For love.
I heard you were sniffing around.
There are similarities.
It's just a coincidence, isn't it, Morris? We got the bastard, didn't we?
Maybe he had help.
He'd have said so back then.
Back then he said he didn't do it.
Morris, he coughed for the lot, didn't he? Claire Kempley, Jeanette Garland, the Rudyard girl, right back to 69. Mishkin is where he belongs, where you put him.
I know Mishkin's got nothing to do with Hazel Atkins. I'd just like to talk to him.
All right. All right, maybe he did have help. Maybe there was some pervert, a fan, a copycat thing. Go and talk to him. And keep it out of the papers. And take Dick Alderman with you. And Morris. You know he did those things. You know it in your heart.
Mr. Jobson, and this is Mr. Alderman, my policeman, yeah?
How are you, Michael?
Hands flat on the table!
No, there's no need for that, Michael. Hey? We just want to ask you a few questions, that's all. We'll be gone before you know it. You just tell us what we want. It's all right. Hey? It's okay. Been in here a while now, eh? Must miss home. I know I would. Family and mates. Fitzwilliam, eh? You and your mum and dad, wasn't it? Dad were a minor, weren't he? Passed away.
Cause of dust.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, but I bet your mum's keeping your old room for you, eh? Keeping it all just the way it was. Did she come and visit you, did she? Eh, your mum?
Yeah.
Good. How about your mates? Did they come, did they? Because you had some mates at work, didn't you? That photo studio in Castleford. Who was your mate there, Michael? Is your friend at the photo studio? What about Leonard? Never hear of him.
Leonard?
Yeah, Leonard Cole. How's he doing? He never comes? Never writes?
No.
Christmas card?
No.
Two best mates, I heard.
Yeah.
Thick as thieves. That's not very nice, is it? Some bloody mate you turned out to be, eh? Fuck.
It's a while since we saw Leonard Cole.
You should bring him in.
Okay, boss.
Mr. Jobson. You know he had a meeting with his solicitor on Saturday.
What, going to appeal, is he?
He said a policeman told him to say he did it.
Did he say which policeman?
Solicitor headed him off.
Smart man.
And what was his name?
Piggott. John Winston Piggott.
Thanks for that.
Pleasure.
Piggott?
Yeah, John Piggott. A right fat bastard. Father was one of us.
Arthur the Pig.
BJ come round the back of your house in dead of night. Watch you sleep in bed. BJ is coming.
Got him riding his motorbike into Morley. All denim and leather he was.
He had the words Angel Witch stitched into the back of his leather jacket between wings and studs.
Put him down in the belly 6 hours. Forensics have got the dirt from his nails, blood from his arm, come from his cock.
I mean, technically, we've not even started to interview the little twat.
It's a pity the badger can't be with us. Like old times, eh?
What have I done? What have I done?
Put your hands flat on the desk.
That looks nasty. You ought to get it seen to.
You were the one that found Claire Campbell, weren't you? We had a chat about that, you remember?
I didn't do no!
Put your hands back. Put your hands back. Put your fucking hands back. Flat. Thank you.
What do you want? Just tell me what you want. No! No! No!
Put your hands back. Put your hands back.
No!
Put your fucking hands back!
Just tell me what you want!
Sit down.
Stand!
No! No, 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 it's wrong!
No! No!
Hammer's gone soft, has he?
You said you tried to contact us before.
Oh, Claire Kempley. Yes.
Why?
You were on that case, weren't you? I remember you. You had that boy put away for it.
For Claire and for two others, yeah.
Spoke to me.
What, in the seance?
She begged for help. She said, we are in hell.
We?
The others. I saw her. I saw the blood. I saw the wings. I saw the blood.
You try to stitch fucking swan wings onto a mullet.
That poor lass, Claire. After what they say happened to her, I couldn't live with myself.
I'd been away, like. She were driving.
She?
Boss's wife.
Naughty boy. What was the car?
MG Sports.
Colour?
Red. Red one. It were dead icy and we were mucking around, you know. I'd had more to drink than her, like. Anyway, we're just coming past and this white van comes out of nowhere.
You know Claire Kempley was found round here?
Wife said.
So what'd you do then?
Well, she'd done something to her neck, and she was a bit hysterical-like. I went over to the van to see if the driver were okay. And we were a bit stunned. Well, she wanted to drive on. I worried we might get found out.
So you got a good look at him?
Oh, aye. I recognised him.
Look at this place. Here in 10 years. If it for now, but dogs. Should burn it down.
Number 7. Priest.
Wouldn't be the first time, would it? No church I know of, mind. Didn't Arthur Piggott live round here?
Yeah, next door.
We're looking for Mr. Laws, love.
Haven't you done enough? We don't know anything about that Marley lass.
Where is he?
Up the allotment, top of field, end shed.
Hey, watch yourself.
Should have brought a bloody picnic.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Mr. Laws.
Uh-huh.
I'm DCS Malloy, this is DS Jobson.
Take it, it's about the Molly lass.
What about her?
Our Leonard. You found out something.
Who we want to talk to this time, Mr. Laws? Down at Molly Station.
Do you think Hazel is still alive?
I can't tell. She's on the edge.
This is bullshit.
That boy's innocent. You know he is. Do it.
Mrs. Cole, you really should have telephoned to make an appointment. My diary is pretty busy right now.
You took on that woman's pervert son.
I'm not representing Michael Mishkin, if that's what you're referring to, Mrs. Cole.
Mary!
He remembers us, Mary. You remember us, don't you, John?
Of course I remember.
He had nothing to do with her, or this no one.
He has got a solicitor, hasn't he?
He gave us some guy from Bradford.
He's telling our Leonard to confess, but the lad's done nothing.
Clyde McGuinness?
McGuinness.
He's his father's double, isn't he, mate?
It's us, John. It's us.
Right, same time tomorrow.
Hello there. Here to see Leonard Cole.
And you are?
John Piggott. I'm Mr. Cole's solicitor.
Oh, is that right? It appears Mr. Cole already has a solicitor, and isn't you?
That'll be the duty solicitor, Mr. McGuinness. Mr. Cole has dispensed of his services, and now has his own representation.
And is there anything written or signed by Mr. Cole releasing Mr. McGuinness from his role?
That is why I'm here.
Yeah, but it's signed.
Of course it's not bloody signed. That's why I'm asking to see him, so he can sign it.
And you are not bloody listening, Mr. Piggott. You're not his solicitor, so you can't see him.
Can I use that telephone?
No, you can't.
Will you let his mother see him?
Yeah, she was here by six.
Better get your skates on.
She's here to see her son, Leonard Cole. She's entitled.
Mrs. Cole.
What is it? What's happened?
He's dead. Hung himself.
Hello.
How about Leonard's girlfriend?
I was almost his solicitor. What's your name?
Tessa.
Fancy a quick jump, Tessa.
Piss off.
All right, see you later.
Well, what have you got in then?
Lunch. You want some?
Have you got any blow?
Don't snort that, will you?
What is it?
Me man.
You're really disgusting.
But I've got a pure heart.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it go. Laying soft against your skin.
Leonard were working on houses and we used to see him and Michael mucking about on churchyard. Started talking to him. Michael were always about because he could get us booze and cigs from off licence. It's just pissed off time. Then I started going out with Leonard. He used to say, like, Michael had never been kissed or out. Leonard didn't kill himself. He wouldn't.
He didn't kill that little girl either, did he?
Couldn't.
Yesterday is dead.
I'm trying to track down a member of staff, Edward Dunford.
Edward Dunford? No, can't say I've ever heard of him.
He was a crime correspondent, worked for you in about 1974.
I'd have been at primary school.
Thanks for that.
Hi, it's Fiona at reception. I've got a gentleman here asking for an Edward Dunford.
Eddie covered the beginning of Claire Kempley.
Oof, it was horrendous.
Oh, there was a load of stuff they never released. You don't want to know.
There's another crime correspondent, wasn't there? Jack Whitehead. Whitehead also covered Jeanette Garland, didn't he?
Jeanette goes missing from Castleford, July 1972. Police went on about a white Ford Transit, gypsies, the usual. But again, trail went cold, never found.
You think they're connected, Jeanette, Claire?
Eddie thought so.
Somebody must have an address for him, surely.
Eddie's dead. Car crash. 1974.
What about Hazel? Think she's connected?
Maybe.
I'm sorry, this is miserable stuff.
No, it's not that. It's this record always does that to me. It's stupid.
Know what you mean? I'm a soul man myself.
Morris, it's me. I've seen her, Morris.
Well, Hazel.
No, Jeanette. Jeanette Garland.
So the Garlands used to live there?
Place, worst of all. Lost children's shoes and tears and blood. She's crying. She's crying. She can't breathe because of the dust. She wants to come home, help me, Morris. No, I'm this.
No, come on.
She can't breathe, Morris. She's still
no, come on now.
Mr. Pickett. You hear about Leonard Cole, yeah?
On behalf of his mother.
How is she?
How do you think?
Well, how can I help you?
She's asked me to collect Leonard's belongings, you know, his personal effects.
Sure,
I can't promise you the motorcycle today. It's still with forensic, yeah. I'm afraid the late Mr. Cole is still very much part of the investigation.
All right, well, if you'd just like to sign this, please.
To be honest with you, I seem to have got myself up to my neck.
Well, a bit out of your depth, aren't you?
bitten off more than I can chew.
Which is saying something, as you can see.
Go on.
To be straight with you, I'm also representing Michael Mishkin. You know who I mean?
Yes, Mr. Biggers, I know who you mean.
Well, I'm in the process of preparing a preliminary appeal on his behalf.
Well, didn't he plead guilty?
Diminished responsibility.
Well, then.
One might argue that his pleas were ill-considered, even that the confession itself might have been gained by unlawful means.
That's a very serious allegation, Mr. Piggott.
Just examples, possible avenues to explore, or as I say, I'm feeling somewhat overfaced.
Oh, no, I think you had the measure of things.
No, not at all, no. I just need to be a little bit clearer about everything before I spend any more of my client's money.
Well, and you want me to tell you?
I'd like you to tell me if Michael Mishkin murdered Claire Kempley.
Yes, he did.
Alone?
Boss, urgent, it's rushed now.
If you'd like to wait downstairs, I'll make sure you get his things.
Think about this, Mr. Jobson. I don't think Mishkin killed Claire. And I don't think Leonard Cole took Hazel Atkins. And I don't think he killed himself.
Goodbye, Mr. Piggott.
The policeman told you to say he killed Claire, but you didn't kill her. But you signed a piece of paper to say you did.
They said if I didn't, I'd never see my mum again.
Police said that. Your first solicitor, Mr. McGuinness, did you tell Mr. McGuinness that you didn't kill Claire? And what did he say?
He said it was too late. He said it would make things worse for me.
Do you remember Leonard Cole?
He was my best friend.
Michael, did Leonard kill Claire? Who did then?
Leonard knows.
Leonard's dead, Michael.
It's not my fault. It's not. It wasn't me done it.
Jane, not on the pills again, are you, John?
Leonard Cole.
Leonard Cole was guilty, he hung himself, end of fucking story, okay? Now, if you don't bloody mind, I'm gonna get dressed, get some breakfast. Some of us still have an office to go to.
Michael Mishkin.
What about him? He did it, he confessed.
You were his solicitor, Clive. You were supposed to defend him, protect him.
You know what hypogonadism is? It means your balls don't grow. That's what Mishkin had. Poor bastard just couldn't control himself. Week before he did what he did to that poor lass, he was wanking himself off in front of two teenage girls in some fucking graveyard.
What were their names?
Whose?
Girls in graveyard!
Well, I can't remember, John, for the life of me, after all these years.
Remember.
Skinny. Jailbait. Yeah, same as all of them. Tessa, someone.
Tessa?
Cole's girlfriend, wasn't she? John! John!
Morris told me about your father. Understandable you want to right some wrongs.
Fucking set him up! How could you do that?
They made me! The police made me! They can do what they want!
I don't believe you.
Leonard were dead rotten to Michael. Used for tease him. Try and make him go with lasses. It were fucking cruel. But Michael wasn't bothered. He wasn't interested. He only had eyes for one girl. He used to talk about her all the time.
You're lying.
He had a photo. He used to talk to it. For hours.
Fuck off. Do you ever actually see them together, did you?
He used to say he could save her.
Save her? Save Claire? What do you mean?
Not Claire. Jeanette. Jeanette Garland.
Cheers.
Not my idea of discreet, Morris.
It's not my patch, is it, sir?
Nothing was found. False lead. Got it.
Bloody medium.
You sent me to see her, sir.
You're in love with that mad cow or something. Do you believe in that shit, do you?
I believe they could be the remains of Jeanette Garland.
You whinge worse than a bitch in heat, Morris. Now, you listen to me. You get the evidence we need to nail Leonard fucking Cole in his coffin. And don't fuck up. It is very fucking cold out there.
Claire, after what they say happened to her, I couldn't live with myself.
So you got a good look at him?
All right. I recognised him.
It's you he wants to talk to this time, Mr. Lord. You know Claire Kempley was found around here.
Put your hands flat on the table.
Yeah, you should get that same to him.
Stand up!
Come on!
This way. On your toes!
Gents.
You like rats, Reverend? Hey,
Come on! Get him! Get him! Come on! Yes!
What'd you say, eh? What'd you say?
I've got nothing to say. I did nothing. I know nothing.
Is it right, eh? Hey? Hey? Ah! Get out of here! Hey!
John Dawson.
What? What did you say?
You asked Mr. Dawson. He knows what I did. He knows what I know. He'll tell you all about that.
We've got him. He fucking did it. You saw that. Bill. We know he did it.
No, we don't, Morris. No, we don't.
Is he expecting us?
Looks like it.
Didn't expect to see you here today, Bill. Nice surprise.
Bad penny. You remember Mr. Jobson?
Yeah, of course I do. Well, Morris.
John, is there somewhere we can have a word?
You want a word, Bill?
Yeah, a word.
All right, I'm up to the house. Wife's away. We'll get some privacy. It's beautiful, isn't it? Had an architect design it in shape for a swan. It's a wing, see? Lovely job. Wanted a word for you as it happens, Bill. Got a problem with Gippo's up at Unslet site.
Gippo's? They won't be a problem.
Glad to hear it. Won't a few parkies get anywhere at our investment, do we?
John loves swans.
The beautiful creatures. You know, once swans mate, they mate for life.
One of them dies, the other pines to death.
It's very romantic. What can I do for you?
It's about Claire Kempley.
We've got Martin Laws down at Wakefield.
Reverend Laws, you mean? Wish you'd have come to us before, Bill.
How's that then, John?
Could have saved a lot of bother.
How do you mean?
Reverend Laws was with me all that day. Family do. You were here with me.
You should have told us sooner, John. To hold him now.
Fucking bollocks, and you know it.
Finished. Have you fucking finished, Morris? We fucking old John Dawson. John Dawson is king, and don't you forget it.
We have a positive sighting of a white Ford Transit. There's a vehicle of a similar description at that Gippo camp over at Unslet. We'll hit them tonight. I'll ring around. Make it midnight. Okay, Morris? Morris?
Yeah.
he's headed there. Dunford, I thought you were a fucking journalist when you best start asking questions. You don't need to know. You're interested in the Romany way? White vans and gypos. Ones that pierced the nexus off the M1. Wished your night came early. And you're late. Doesn't know anything.
He knows enough. He's not in your pocket or anyone else's.
Isn't John Dawson the real problem?
How's that, Morris?
Put his private pleasures before business.
Before our business.
Dawson has been warned.
Dick's right. Our business. Two little problems. Not so much.
I've got Bob Craven and Dougie onto it.
Thank you, Bill. Make it nice and clean. Good. Solved. Our investment secure. What we've planned, what we've all worked so hard for, it'll not get thrown away. I won't let that happen. To the north, where we do what we want. To us all, and to the north.
The north. The north.
The north. The north, where we do what we want. Bloody oasis, isn't it, Morris? We've seen some things, haven't we?
5 years' time, game will be over.
We'll leave it to the new lot. Put our feet up. Meet up from time to time in a place like this. Talk about the old days. The good old, bad old days.
Lab report came back from Rochdale. Chicken bones. Bloody chicken bones. You and your psychic girlfriend.
Gonna see the report?
There's a reason you never made it over, Bill Morris. You ever wonder about that? Probably the same reason your wife up and left with kids. You're a whiner. Tipping off Dunford that time. Thought I didn't know. You cunt. You and your guilty fucking conscience, Morris.
What about Hazel?
Hazel Atkins is dead. Leonard Cole killed her. You know that. In your heart. Now fuck off and retire quietly.
Mr. Mishkin has been refusing his food. He's also taken to smearing excrement on the walls of his room. Both staff and his family feel he might possibly attempt to take his own life. Michael, you've got a visitor. I'll be outside. 10 minutes.
Michael, I want you to tell me about Jeanette Garland. Michael, please. I've tried to help you. I still want to help you. You knew her, didn't you? You had Jeanette's photo, didn't you? Carried it with you everywhere. You talked to it.
I used to see her sometimes. The others laughed, but she didn't.
When did you last see her?
That day.
Where?
Castleford.
Where in Castleford?
In a van. She wasn't smiling. She wasn't waving. Come off.
Who was she with, Michael? Who took her?
You know.
I want you to tell me.
Well, you know! Everybody knows! Everybody! So, I watched. The wolf made me.
Michael, who is he?
Your dad was there too. Your dad was the wolf's friend.
Thank you.
see it at night. I see it all the time, it won't go away. I told you. I told you a long time ago. I could have saved them. I could have.
It's not your fault, Michael. It's not your fault.
I told you. I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I told. And you said for me not to say. You said.
I said if you told them that you would never see your mum again, didn't I? I said if you told them you'd spend the rest of your life in prison. And I said for you to say that you killed Claire and Susan Internet. And I'm sorry, Michael. I'm so sorry. This
is for you. For all things you made me do. For all things you made me see. For voices in my head and silence of night. For boy I was, and boys that saw. For every little kid you fucked and all their dads who liked to watch. Your tongue in my mouth and your lies in my ear. Loving you, loving me. This is where it ends. It ends here.
BJ. Oh, poor boy. I tried to look after you. I tried to protect you. Put it down. Put it down, BJ. Doesn't suit you.
You were the first. You were the best.
Nice to Mr. Pickett.
The sea is the way. Thy path is through the great waters. Thy footsteps are known. You stand at the door of the keys to death and hell.
There you are.
Hazel.
Thank you.
Here is one that got away and lived to tell the tale. From Karachi Social Club and Griffin Hotel, Wakefield Nick and St. Mary's Hostel, motorways and car parks, parks and toilets, idle rich and unemployed. From shit they sell and shit we buy, from kids with no mums and mums with no kid, from all dead meat and my dead friend, pubs and clubs, from gutters and stars, local tips and old slag heaps, from badgers and owls, wolves and swans. Here is a son of Yorkshire. Here is one that got away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. All good children go to heaven.